A Russian attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant will cause a response from the military forces of NATO countries, as the radiation leak will threaten the population of the alliance member countries. This really isn't even up for debate. Any leak will kill people in NATO countries. That's an automatic Article 5, Adam Kinzinger, member of the House of Representatives from Illinois, posted on Twitter. Tobias Elwood, British MP, chair of the House of Commons Defense Select Committee, shares the opinion. Any deliberate damage causing potential radiation leak to a Ukrainian nuclear reactor would be a breach of NATO's Article 5, Elwood posted on Twitter. The Ukrainian and Western special services have repeatedly reported that Russia may stage provocations at the captured ZNPP, which has been under the control of the Russian army since the 4th of March. The occupiers are using Europe's largest nuclear power plant to cover their military equipment, as well as to put pressure on Ukraine and the world, threatening a nuclear catastrophe. Russian troops set up fire positions in the territory of the ZNPP and shell Ukrainian cities from there. Recently, a video appeared on the internet showing Russian military equipment with Z symbol in one of the engine rooms of the power plant, about 130 meters from the reactor. In addition, the Russians have repeatedly shelled the territory of the NPP itself and even damaged several facilities. The authorities of Ukraine appealed to the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, for help in resolving the conflict. On 14 August, the European Union and more than 40 countries of the world made a joint statement calling on the Russian Federation to immediately withdraw its troops and personnel from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The other day, the Russian Federation rejected UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' demand for the immediate demilitarization of the zone around the ZNPP and the withdrawal of all Russian troops from there. At the same time, on 19 August, the press service of the Elysee Palace informed that the issue of safety at the Zaporizhzhia NPP had been discussed during a telephone conversation between French President Emmanuel Macron and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The head of the Kremlin agreed to allow the IAEA delegation to the ZNPP. As a reminder, Article 5 provides that if a NATO ally is the victim of an armed attack, each and every other member of the alliance will consider this act of violence as an armed attack against all members and will take the actions it deems necessary to assist the ally attacked. Bodin Marushiak,